fidelity, marriage, and holiness. In particular, we're talking about holiness.
For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.
Fidelity, marriage, and holiness. In particular, we're talking about holiness, right? So there's this video. Let's play the video and let's get into it.
Live a lie. For those who need to hear me say this, the name of the Lord is holy. The standard is holiness. The word of God is utterly holy. He is not to be toyed with. Church is not a game, and pastors are held to the highest of standards. Moral integrity, character when no one is looking, fidelity and faithfulness in marriage. And for me, not submitting to process, not staying accountable, and not utilizing the voices available to teach me the tools have caused me to make bad decisions.
What says you, babe?
I don't know. For a minute, I got confused. I was like, when he said, for you, I thought he was going to say, touch not my anointed, because that's the Niger star.
Well, he just said that. You didn't get that?
That's what I'm thinking in my head. Like, wait.
He just said, touch not my anointed. You didn't read like, between
wait,
the lines?
Back off. I'm used to the touch not my anointed one, because that's how I hope. Our own Nigerian pastors, that's how they say, don't judge me.
You didn't
how
read.
Dare you?
That means you didn't
but
read.
But that's what I was getting from that.
That means,
like in
that
a
means,
different form.
That means you didn't read between the lines. Babe.
No, I got it. Mm-hmm. But I was expecting him to say, touch not my anointed. The usual one that they say. But well, he did say it in a different form. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, he's saying he didn't take accountability. I mean,
what do you think about this? About this? Picture right here. You know those people? There's
that
only one. There's only one marriage.
Boy and his wife in there.
Nisuru. There's only one marriage out of all this marriage that's still together. And there's something common about
the rest
of them.
I know Chris Oyakilome and the wife, and the one on top is Chris Okoti, right?
Uh huh.
Which one is on the right?
That's
hand
Igila.
Side? Oh, again, oh, I don't know.
Igila had a big scandal. Like
I heard about it. Last year ago, I don't know his face like that. And why is Charlie Boy and his wife in there in the mix?
I said all of these people, one thing that's common about them is they're all married. They were all married at some point.
Right.
Only one of them is still married.
He's not a pastor.
Huh?
He's not a pastor. The rest are pastors.
I didn't say they were all pastors. I never said that. Okay. I said all these people you're looking at, you're the one pointing out the pastors.
Yeah.
I said all these people you see on the screen, all of them are married.
Mm-hmm.
They were married at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of these marriages are still together.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones that are not still together, the only thing common to them is
they're pastors. Mm-hmm.
So what is that? And these are extremely huge pastors, right?
Yeah.
Big pastors. Some of them are still very loud about how a woman should be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's to support the point we're making here. You know, it's bigger than just your holiness, bro. You get it?
Oh, deep
gone.
Mm.
It's bigger than just your holiness. Maybe strive for holiness is better than holiness, because number one, holiness is not attainable. Can we just be honest about that?
Right.
You know, but we're not going to say it like that, because people should still strive to be better people.
Yes.
I believe in people striving to be better people than this holiness thing, because the reason why I kick against it like that, I know to certain church people, they are going to be like, what do you mean? I get it. Your chest comes out when you hear holiness is not good enough. I get it. Right? But
I won't even get into
that. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Just like John Gray did not mean to say touch not my anointed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually what he said.
That's
by saying
like
holiness.
Yeah.
Right? It's not relevant, is the point.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness, good marriage,
mm-hmm,
fidelity,
mm-hmm,
you're right,
mm-hmm,
you're wrong,
mm-hmm,
potato, bigger moras, potata. It doesn't matter. Clearly, it doesn't matter. And I know maybe I didn't bring enough samples, but there's more than enough samples out there. We said earlier, pastors, a lot of pastors suffer in their marriage, or their wife is suffering in the marriage at least.
Yes.
Right? And because they don't understand, they keep mixing all this thing. Their outlook on life is this holiness thing, and they can't live up to that standard, unfortunately.
Right.
John Gray cannot live up to the standard he's still presenting, still busy presenting that. He can't. We're asking you something. You're talking about holiness. We're asking you something simple. Something as simple as faithfulness to your wife.
We're not even asking. You decided to come share that after the blogs brought that out.
And you're talking holiness, bro. And you're manipulating people. You're saying holiness is the standard. Standard of what? Right? Nobody's arguing that. Is the point I'm making. Nobody's arguing that holiness is or is not the standard. You're talking Bible now. We're talking about a real human being in your house. That you just hurt. Because you told them that you were going to be faithful to them. And your lifestyle. And you being a pastor. She's also a pastor missus.
Right.
Right, you can't even live up to that. You're talking about holiness. Are you confused or something? You know, so this is the confusion that's going on everywhere. You can see it everywhere. You can see where. Keep it simple. Let's start with one. All right, let's not worry about holiness. Let's not worry about, because he's going to say it later too. Let's not worry about you being God.
Right.
Let's just say. Let's just start with. You're human. We just found out
that
you're human. We just found out that you're human. You just found out that you're human. Let's focus on that. So remove yourself. Don't worry about the blogs. Let them go crazy. See, wise people, the most powerful people in the world, they let the blogs go crazy. They let them knock themselves out. Oh, what happened? You found out I slept with a dog yesterday? Knock yourself out, okay? God forbid. I didn't sleep with a dog. Right? You know what I'm saying? Knock yourself out. Why do you feel the need to come and respond so quick? It tells me you were guilty. It tells me you were guilty. And I don't even like pointing out guilt. But because we're humans, like you just said, we're humans, right? Just let it go. You have to learn how to let go. They're talking about you right now. You're making the news. It was a real video. We get it. We get it. Put out a statement through a PR. No need to apologize, because your apology is useless now.
It is.
And especially to your wife, sadly. The apology is useless. And most apologies are useless, you know. Let's just put that out there like that. What else do you have to say about this, baby? You want to go to the next one?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
If you're watching me on Instagram, let me say this, because they're going to clear Instagram in a second. If you're watching on Instagram, you want to go to Lola and Lola. On Facebook and YouTube, just search Lola and Ola. We'll pop right up. We're live on there. We're not going to come back after this 1 hour is over here, just so you know. Right. So you were saying something, baby.
When it comes to the holiness situation with church folks, I don't even get involved. Because I don't consider myself a holy person. I'm not even going to sit down there and argue with you about being holy. I just don't know why I would
You're not a holy person.
I'll be fighting for
the Bible said we have all fallen short.
It's easy for me to take that because I know
because you know that you know,
but people trying to present themselves as holiness, an holy person,
it's a waste of energy for the most part.
No one is perfect.
Try to be a better person than you were yesterday.
You can work on that.
That's easier, right? Don't waste your energy on holiness, it's a waste of energy, honestly. And you're not going to attain it. Let's just be frank with ourselves. Well, it's never going to happen, right?
Good luck. As long as you're human.
Even Jesus was knocked to the wood eventually and was all our eshe. Came on him, right? Who are you? You're not holy. Stop talking about holiness is the standard. Who are you? That's what Nigerians ask when you question them. All these Nigerian pastors. They go, who are you? Who's your father? You're a bastard. Well, anyway.
Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. My own pastor does not talk like that. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Holiness can be a bastard. It becomes pride for some people, you know?
For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.